Although I don't know you personally, chances are that if I met you face to face, our conversation would inevitably drift toward the subject of chinuch. We would agree on many things, and perhaps disagree on others, but unquestionably, both of us would acknowledge the priority of correctly executed chinuch. That is because no matter which educational ideals we advocate, we both recognize that our children are the foundational underpinnings of Klal Yisrael's future. Most likely, our conversation would include a discussion about the complex societal hurdles that our community is facing. We would agree that the difficulties that our adolescents and adults are experiencing in combating these problems may be connected to deficiencies in chinuch both at home and in school. Furthermore, we might even perhaps mistakenly claim that had we anticipated the intensity of the complications that have developed, we would surely have reassessed our chinuch techniques earlier. Finally, if we are honest with ourselves, we would conclude that in order to facilitate the necessary changes that must take place in order to save the Yiddish community, our chinuch system must be adjusted carefully and methodically to ensure that future generations emerge from childhood more equipped to handle today's societal and emotional challenges. Then, we would sigh, agree that Mashiach is already on his way, wish each other well, and continue our lives on their seemingly predetermined yet separate paths. The purpose of this audiobook is to change all that. My hope is that you will consider this audiobook as an extension of our initial conversation. Its message should be perceived as a culmination of my education, my clinical and practical experience, my teaching, and my very, very extensive interactions with Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshiva, Mechanchim, and parents, just like you. The resulting step-by-step audiobook that you are now holding in your hand and listening to is presented in the format of an instruction manual. You'll be delighted to learn that if you follow this manual according to its exact specifications, you will have received a blueprint for handling the complex areas of chinuch, parenting, and behavior management of children who are developing typically. The program outlined in this book follows a specific sequence, similar to a cooking or baking recipe. Ingredients must be measured, steps must be performed in a specific order, and timing must be adhered to. If you are like me, you have surely experienced culinary results gone awry because of failure to follow directions. You may also have received inaccurately transmitted recipes from others, resulting in less than satisfying outcomes. While a failed recipe is not a national tragedy, the same cannot be said about any form of irresponsible, inaccurate sharing of the techniques presented in this audiobook. The correct execution of these techniques is critical for their success. For that reason, you will need to follow the steps spelled out in this audiobook exactly as they have been delineated. I ask you to please be sure to refrain from sharing random parts of what you hear with others because such piecemeal transmissions result in the spread of incorrectly implemented techniques, resulting in negative consequences that can reach far into our national future. If you are a typical parent, I am sure you have spent many long hours seeking the magic bullet that will enable you to effectively manage your children's behavior. My guess is that you have frequently experienced inadequacy, frustration, and even resentment as you search desperately for the right answers. You may try to rationalize your lack of success by ascribing your children's negative behaviors to society's affluence and to its stress on materialism. Even worse, you might unintentionally be searching for ways to avoid your children, so as to minimize the underlying pain of observing their negative behaviors. These feelings inadvertently become part of your interaction with your children, dampening the natural parental feelings of love that you felt when you met each of your children for the very first time. A child who is spoiled has simply not been trained to interact with parents correctly. Arriving at the correct parent-child relationship is a demanding process, which, when mastered, will culminate in the management of rather than the magical eradication of unwanted child behaviors. Once effective child management procedures have been instituted, you will find yourself equipped with the tools to achieve a smooth and fluid implementation of desired child performance. This critically important recalibration process will create a trusting, loving relationship between parent and child that will last for a lifetime. It is my fervent tefillah that this audiobook provide you with the necessary skills to create or recreate the best possible relationship with each of your children. In this way, you too can benefit from the ruchniistic, emotional, and physical rewards parenting has to offer. With best wishes for Hatzlacha Rabbah.